More grace to everybody. I don't know about you, but I always look forward to our time of intercession, our time of prayer, our time to tap on heaven's door. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I can come boldly to the throne of grace, that I might find grace to help and obtain mercy in my time of need. We need God. Hear me? We need God. There is a fire. There is a stir. There is something on the inside of me for deeper depths and higher heights to tap into something. And I just want to challenge every individual under the sound of my voice, especially you that are connected to KCC, to be in church tonight, be in church in Jacksonville, be in church in Charlotte on tonight, be in church in Jacksonville on Thursday, be in church in Houston on Wednesday. We are praying. We are knocking on heaven's door. We are in the middle of a series entitled Nothing is Impossible. But I believe God has given me a word to challenge us, to push us, to stir us so that we can tap into another level in God. Listen, nothing happens until we pray. We as the body of Christ must understand that. We must understand the rules of engagement. We must understand the power of intercession and the power to pray, to shift things, to turn things, to cause things to lift. Hallelujah. Right now, go ahead and add whoever you want to add. Call whoever you want to call. It is my understanding that this number is not free to Sprint or Metro PCS. I don't know who it is. So go ahead and put them on three-way. That means we have more people on the call than actually that is registering and picking up. And if I have to, I'll come up with something else to do. But we are not going to allow anything to stop us from praying. So call your mother. Call your father. Call your sister and your brother. Call every individual you know, and let's begin to pray. Let's call out their names. Let's intercede. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 declares, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. Again, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his devices. We are praying today that we will never be ignorant, that God would give us insight, revelation, foreknowledge. Anytime you hear from God, it gives you an advantage over the natural man. May you never be ignorant. May nothing ever catch you by surprise. We are praying that, hala, labie, lebrondolo ozuna, zinene mekikantalabaya. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. Open your mouth, raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I thank you that as I lift my hands and pray, that I will never be found ignorant of the devices of Satan. I will never be found ignorant of the plan of the enemy. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Le kalabala pala tala pala tan tala mai. Rabala bandala body di biele bandalo. Robo robo husha. Menjekele. Li kaladandala bala di alabahasia. Father, in the name of Jesus, I understand that your people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. I know that the way that the enemy creeps in our life is through ignorance, through being unlearned, through not knowing what is going on. But I thank you for divine insight and divine revelation. I thank you that I would never be found ignorant of the trials of the devices of the enemy. Father, the devil is moving rampant and is creeping up on us through our ignorance. But I thank you for insight. I thank you again for quick understanding. I thank you that nothing will catch me by surprise, but you are opening my eyes. Remove every veil over my eyes. May every veil over my eyes be lifted. May every veil over my eyes be lifted. May every scale that is on my eyes be lifted. Every scale that is on my understanding. Every scale that is on my insight. May every scale be removed in the name of Jesus. I thank you for divine intelligence. I thank you for divine intelligence. Supernatural intel on the plans, the schemes, the plots of the enemy. I thank you that I will never be ignorant. I thank you that my children will never be ignorant. I thank you that my family will never be ignorant. But I thank you that we have supernatural insight and laser discernment to the plans of the enemy. Father, according to your word, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, discerning of spirit is a gift of the spirit. You said in your word, that it is the Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. Halleme, lemelele, yuselemandalosha. You said the secrets of the Lord are with those that fear you. So I thank you today that I have your secrets. I have information. I have supernatural information. I thank you that according to the word of God, I am a divine whistleblower. I know what is going on behind the scenes. I have insight. I have revelation. And I have intel. And I am never ignorant. I have an advantage. I have an advantage. I have an advantage. I thank you for supernatural advantage. I thank you for divine advantage. I thank you for uncommon advantage over the works of the devil, over the works of the enemy. Father, I thank you that I know his movement. Hey, 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 hey. Halabasha, lemandelebe, remandelebe, lemandelebe, mukuni, mukuninimi, nikalamanda, lamandelebe, yebaladandia, zinanaman shata, shaturibi, shekeleleme, lemelelebandalaba, rabada de babanziko, lukalimi, likele mandala koya, lamandelebe etalaba. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray that you will never be ignorant. Come on, pray. It is not how long you pray, but it is consistent prayer. Pray. Pray fervently. Pray passionately. Pray till you wake your neighbors up. Pray till you make somebody upset. Pray till the demons of hell become mad. Pray. Pray. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I need to hear your prayers. I need to hear you interceding, calling on the name of the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered. Open your mouth and begin to pray for divine intelligence, that you will never be ignorant. The enemy will never have an advantage over you. He will never have an advantage over your children. He will never have an advantage over your household, your mother's house, your father's house. He will never have an advantage because you will never be ignorant. You will never be caught by surprise. You have supernatural intelligence, divine intelligence, uncommon intelligence, prophetic intelligence. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and declare, I will never be ignorant. I will never be ignorant. I will never be ignorant of the devices of Satan. Lebasha, Holy Ghost, I thank you that you will reveal it in a dream. You will reveal it in a vision of the night. You will reveal it in an open vision. You will reveal it through conversation. You will reveal the plan, the plots, the schemes of the enemy, his methods, his strategies. Lift your voice. Hey! Balabasha. Hey! Belebe cantalamaya, rabara de banzo, ulele bandelebe kitaya, lantuni mi, mi kalamuni mi ansini mi ampaladoba, lebalaban cantalamo, ropova kula pande, lebandile bibiasa, hey, eleba, hey, eleba, hey, eleba, hey, elebalaba, lebandelebe, mi candalamo, munanamansia, zinanamanje, ye, eleba, hey, meleba kotaya. Lankele mandolobo, robo robo zuya, mindelelebe, elebaja. Lord, make me sensitive. Make me sensitive. Make me sensitive. Make me sensitive. May I yield to the prompting of the Spirit. Lamb of God, make me sensitive. Make me sensitive to your moving, sensitive to your wooing, sensitive to your direction, sensitive to your instruction. Hey, 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 Basha. Hey, Makanda Labaza, in the name of Jesus. Hosea chapter 9. Hosea chapter 9. Mandelebe, Mudala Mandele Kidala Bahaza. Hosea chapter 9, verse 14. We are praying this prayer. Hey, give them, O Lord, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. That's what we are praying today. That every demonic messenger, every divalado bodo boko badala kitaya, Hosea 9:14, every enemy, every demonic messenger, every individual who is releasing intel and information against us, we are decreeing that God is giving the enemy a dry breath. Hey, what is a breast for? A breast nourishes the baby. That is what the babies feed on. They feed on breasts that give them more energy. But we are declaring that our enemy is losing energy, that our enemy is losing vitality, that our enemy is losing strength. Why? Because God is giving the enemy a dry breath. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have those who desire to destroy us. Many are they that rise up against us. Many are they that say of my soul. Many are they increase about us. Many are they will say of my soul, there is no help for me in God. But thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You are my glory, and you are the lifter up of my head. I have enemies on every side, enemies on the left, enemies on the right, enemies in front, enemies in the back. But Father, I declare that by the end of this 30 days, my enemies will have a dry breath. I declare that my enemy, break it. Hey, I declare that my enemy is having a dry breath. I declare that they are having a miscarriaging womb. Hey, that womb will miscarriage. Their womb will miscarriage. Whatever is nourishing the messenger of the enemy, dry up. Lift your voice. Hey, Basha. Hey, Mikandalomo. Munane Mianzi. Zilelebele Kataya. Rabalabanda. Lumandelebe. Lemandeleba. Mukundeleme. Ziambaladia. Zizalabo. Mushkaleba. Lift your voice and command. Hey. Halabashata, command those who are working against you, their resources, dry up. Whatever plans, whatever money, whatever resources, whatever agendas they are using to fight against me, I declare that their womb is drying up. Their breath is drying up. Dry up. Bala, Levande, every assignment of the enemy. Every enemy who is fighting against my family, every enemy who is fighting against my country, every enemy in Russia, every enemy in China, every enemy in Japan, every enemy in the countries of the earth who are using money to purchase weapons to fight against America, that are using intel and using resources to fight against this country, I declare that their weapons are higher, halabohosha, their balebabaka, talamanda, undelelebele bahasa, zalabahataya. I declare that their banks are drying up, their accounts are drying up, their breath is drying up, their womb is miscarrying. In the name of Jesus, everything they are planning, everything that is in the womb of the enemy that has been sent to be birthed against me, may that womb miscarry. May that womb miscarry. May that womb miscarry. May that womb miscarry. I declare miscarry, 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 abort. Abort, 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 abort. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. Father, give my enemies a miscarrying womb. Give my enemies dry breath. May they never be able to nourish their information again. Whoever they are feeding information to, whoever they are feeding info to, whoever they are feeding lies, rumors, scandals for my demise, to destroy me, to take me under, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, from a kingdom perspective. Give the enemy a dry breath. Give the enemy a dry breath. Give the enemy a dry breath. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Hey, Basha. Hey, my Kalabo. Mankananamahoba. Yay, Yalabahasha. Shabande. Yay, Lalabahasia. Sinalamantalamoya. Mikeleleme. Yay, hey, hey, hey. Shatta lekashaya. You are working, Mankeleme, against the people of God. How dare you, uncircumcised, full of sign? How dare you, army, Helebashata, that care? How dare you come against the armies of Israel? How dare you come against the men of God, against the women of God? In the name of Jesus, may your plans be aborted. May your program be destroyed. May your agenda be broken into pieces. May the womb of the enemy miscarry, 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 miscarry. Lift your voice. We are praying. There are over 1,000 people on this line praying right now. Let's pray. Bele Lemandelebe, 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 Labalaba, Rabalaba, Lemandelebe, Lebandelebe, Lebandelebe, Lebalaba, 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 Lebalabahata, Yandelebe, Likandelebe, Likandalabo, Robolobo Kota, Mande, Mandelebe, Mukunini Mikisa, Zividie, Yendelebe, Lakashuna, Makanshene, Lekele Mandalaho, Yantana Manzia, Zibadahosha, Jeba, Lebalaba, Lemandelebe, Mikandele Mikikosa, Busta, Vendelehe, Balada, Shata, Sikanaramoho, Mundelele Meleataya, Lankatalamaya, Mankanshani, Mikendeleme, Manzana, Lema Mamma Manza, hey, Bashata, hey, Mikandeleme, Limandoloho, Makoshamanda, in the name of Jesus. Lilaba. Shatalamande, Yeleme Kondolo Bokuda Labahaza. We are praying today. Mendere Koraba Shanda, Yandiriasa. Remember in Luke chapter 11, it talked about the strong man. We are decreeing that every strong man in your family, every strong man over this nation, every strong man over this country, every strong man over your son, over your family, over your lineage, over your father's house, over your mother's house. According to Luke chapter 11, I believe it is verse 21, it says that he is armed. We must disarm him. We are declaring that the strong man is disarmed. We are declaring that the strong man is dispossessed. We are declaring that his weapons are taken away from him. We demobilize his weapons. Lift your hand. Hey, Halabasha, you cannot. Halimansa, Manda, come on. Luke chapter 11, let's go there. Luke chapter 11, so you can see it yourself. Luke, Melemo, Mulalamande, Yelebanda Lakita, La Calabaza, Zebaja, 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 Zebaja. Yendelebe, Robolobokunda, Mandelebekita. Luke chapter 11, verse 21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. The devil is not fighting you alone. You must understand what a strong man is. I keep telling you, God has angels. The devil has strong men. The devil cannot be everywhere at one time. He is not omnipresent. The devil has strong men. He has demons who are assigned to your family. He has a strong man that is assigned to your bloodline, that is assigned to this country, that is assigned to your neighborhood. There is a strong man that is assigned to your son. That's why your son keep falling into the same trap. It's a strong man. That's why your daughter keep falling into the same situation. It's a strong man. That's why you cannot seem to get victory over your finances. It is a strong man of poverty. It is a strong man of lack that has been assigned to your family. You're not the only one who suffers financially. Your mother struggles. Your grandmother struggles. You're not the only one who was divorced. Your family goes through divorce. Your father went through a divorce. Your auntie goes through a divorce. Abortions run in your family. Unable to have babies, unable to produce children, is in your family. It is a strong man. Hey. And that strong man's assignment is to protect the interests of the enemy. You better listen to me, because every time you're right at the break of something, that strong man begins to work hard. He is not working alone. He has weapons. He has a weapon called fear. He has a weapon called discouragement. He has a weapon called unbelief. These are weapons that the enemy is using against you. He is armed, but in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, by the covenant, hallelujah, by the finished work of Calvary, we declare that that strong man is disarmed. Lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, as I pray today, may the strong man against my life, against my family, against this nation, be disarmed. Be disarmed. Be disarmed. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and begin to pray. You know what the strong man is in your family. Open your mouth and begin to pray against it. It may be heartbreak for women. It may be disappointment for men. It may be financial trouble. financial issues. It keeps reoccurring. It keeps happening. It could be cancer. It could be heart attack. It could be disease. Hey, alabasha, lankalamando, holalobohosha. But Father, in the name of Jesus, may the strong man be disarmed. May he be dispossessed. May his weapons be taken away from his house. In the name of Jesus, I demobilize every strong man. I incapacitate his weapons. I command every financial strong man that is causing discouragement, that is causing setbacks, that is holding back breakthroughs, that is holding back increase and breakthrough. Every strong man in KCC Charlotte, every strong man in KCC Houston, every strong man in KCC Jacksonville that is hindering progress, that is hindering growth, that is hindering us from going to the next level. In the name of Jesus, I command every strong man be bound. You said you cannot spoil his goods unless you first bind the strong man. I command every strong man be bound, be bound, be bound, be bound, be bound. Lebelete, lebanda. I incapacitate you. I demobilize your weapons. Hey, halabasha. Hey, halaboso tolobokia. Hey, young kalamaya. Rabalabande lelebe. Zeledia lebanza kuna. Lankalawala tantalamaya. Hilalama hoshe. Helebasha. Every strong man against this nation. You strong man of division. You strong man of confusion. You strong man of fear that desires to rob this country of its peace. Hey, Helebasha, you strong man of division that attempts to rise your head in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus, as we pray, as we intercede, Halabahataya, La Kalawan Teleme, Yambibia Suta, Randelebelebe Kataya, Landalabahataya, Michele Delian Kalamonsia. Lift your voice, open your mouth, hey, and pray, pray. You are fighting a real demon. You are fighting a principality and a power. You don't have time to be cute. Come against that strong man, bind his works. Disarm his weapons. Hilelebosha, Ramandeleme, Minanomosa, Yendelelebe, Yalabandalabo, Yokolomanda. Every breakthrough that was mine, that was diverted, every stolen good that the strong man had, it is mine. It belongs to me. I strip him of his ammo. I strip him of his weapons. I strip him. Handalabaho, handalabaho, handalabalebia, lemandelebekotaya, landelebakota. I overthrow him. 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 I overthrow every strong man. Hey, shata, ha, makalama, ha, talabobosa, yay, 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 labashata, rabalabandelebekoba, yambibibibio sunamania, yenkeleme, 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 lemandalabo, rabalaba, bambibibibia sina, likantalama, rabalaba kutantalamaya, bring teleme kresele ondolo usna, undinimi ikankalama ukpasa, vumvele dele balataya, lukalamaya, endelele bele balabada da babibiandala bahasaya, in the name of Jesus. Hey, hey, bebebe, sherebanda, handele mahosa, yekelema, olomosa, yendereba. Landaloboho, underebe asia, ondolobo koya, yembe, yambe, yambe, yende, yande, yamberediosa, indelele maja, mandere bakoba. Come on, last scripture. Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 27. We are praying. This is the word of the Lord. I will overturn, I will overturn, I will overturn it, and it shall be no more. Whatever it is that is working against you,
whatever verdict, hey, halabashata, Ezekiel 21:27, whatever verdict, whatever judgment, whatever report that has been spoken against you, whatever bad news you have received, we are declaring today that that thing is being overturned. We overturn. We overturn. We overturn. We overturn. We overturn. Lift your voice. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, hear the cries of your people. Hear the cries of your sons and daughters. There is somebody's son who got a report concerning a sentence, who got a report concerning a grade, who got a report, hallelujah, concerning their health. But Father, you have the power to overturn it. You have the power to turn it. You have the power to shift it. You have bala, balabo, rebede bandidi bikundidi alabanda, okomosha, yokomo shikane, mishkananaman. Salamaya, ribidi di andalamaya, handalalabalabohokolabashata. Hey, 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 hasha, I command every situation that has been spoken against me, every verdict, every verdict, every judgment that has been spoken against my life, spoken against my church, spoken against my children, spoken against my family, every demonic judgment, every demonic pronouncement, every wrong prayer, I declare overturned, 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 overturned. I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. Hey, as a king, you declared in Revelation 1, hallelujah, that I am a king and a priest, and I speak in my kingdom authority. I speak in my kingship, and I declare that every negative word spoken by the enemy, every negative word curse spoken against any individual who is under the sound of my voice, I declare that it is overturning now. Overturn, 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 overturn. Overturn, overturn. Hey, lift your voice, saints, and begin to overturn it. Overturn what they said that you could not get. Overturn that car that was blocked, that house that was blocked, that enrollment that was blocked, that grant that was blocked, that financial assistance that was blocked. I declare today you are overturning it. Overturn. Overturn, and may there be reports, may there be praise reports, may there be breakthroughs, may there be testimonies. Overturn, 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 overturn. Halabasha, yemendelebe, lebandalabakataya, tantaramanso, yambimimimialamandia, likeleme, lakula, hu, hasha, bakakakashako, dekeshe kakika. Kikukuku, likele, lepala, lepulemene, limanamanamanamanamanamahaza, zundelelebelebe, yakalaba, yankeleme, overturn, 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 every negative pronouncement spoken against KCC, overturn, every judgment spoken against my life, spoken against my destiny, spoken against my future. I thank you that it is overturning. I overturn it. 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 Lift your voice and overturn it. Hey, lay hands on your money and overturn that curse spoken against your money. Overturn that bad verdict. Overturn that bad agenda. God, in the name of Jesus, where the enemy has desired to steal my hunger and steal my fire and steal my tenacity and steal my testimony, may the testimony of the enemy be overturned. May his expectation be brought to shame. Hey, halabasha. Hey, yandelebe. Nikananamasa. Lundilibie. Lemelelebaya. Landolobo. Rokobo kosha. Yambe. Yambe, 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 according to Ezekiel 21:27, I declare that it is being overturned, 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 overturned. Hey, Shaba, overturn. Hey, Sikama, overturn. Ho, Shakaba, overturn. Hey, overturn it, overturn it, overturn it, overturn it, overturn it. Overturn it, overturn it. Father, in the name of Jesus, there's an individual that I'm praying for whose name I'm not able to release. But right now, they have been given a verdict by the judge concerning them being in prison by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, by my authority and the covenant. covenant that you made with me when I was a child. I thank you that that situation, is being overturned. Shabba. Judge, I command you to overturn. Lawyer, I command you to overturn. Father, that person who's trying to get that house, overturned. That one trying to get approved of that car, overturned. Hey, halabasha, hey, Shakabo, hey, Sikamaya, hey, Shandalelebe, Reberede Banzida, Mikandalabokota, hey, Halaba, hey, Halaba, hey, Halaba, hey, Halaba, in the name of Jesus. Every person under the sound of my voice, something broke tonight. And I am commanding every individual as a prophet of God. I am commanding every individual under the sound of my voice. You are sowing a seed for a overturn. And you can write down in the comment what you need to be overturned. But we are declaring it is overturning. Ezekiel 21:27. You are going to $PBCJR. And you are sowing a seed right now of $21.27. Do not hesitate. I feel this in my Noah, down in my belly. Alaban Shatana Mohoko, Lokolobo Kumandeleki Dala Wala Talahasa, Zele Vandeleki Dala Manda, Inanamaha Sobia, Yenderebe Keshalaba, Rabandelebe Ikanana Mohosa. I am commanding every individual under the sound of my voice who is listening to me, sow a seed of $21.27. Go to briancarn.com. Go to $PBCJR. There are 10 of you who are going to send $211.27. There are 10 of you who are going to sow $211.27. There are 10 of you who are going to sow $211.27. But the rest of you are sowing $21.27. You are sowing $21.27. Hale mashekele, le mandele balawala tanda masaya. You are praying and you are declaring when you sow this seed that there shall be an overturn. There shall be an overturn. There shall be an overturn. You are going sowing that seed. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. You can mail it if you want to. You can send it on Cash App, $PBCJR. But you are sowing in faith. You are believing God for miracles, for signs, and for wonders. Do not miss this. KCC Charlotte, we get ready to go in Bible study, but God is shifting our service tonight. There is a shift taking place in the service. I need God to overturn something. I need God to move something. I got a rebuke from the heaven of heavens, from God Almighty, concerning a situation. God has spoken, and I'm challenging every individual in KCC. Meet me tonight here in Charlotte. Bring your mama. Bring your daddy. Bring your coworker. Bring your sister. You, get them there. In Jacksonville, get them there. Come on. We want revival. We want a move of the Spirit. It will never happen as long as you are lazy. It will never happen. If you don't intercede, we need a turnaround. We need a breakthrough. We need a shift. We cannot wait till next year. Hey, halaba. Hey, halabande. Ye mananana mahazia. Zebendelebe. And again, we need your testimonies. We need your testimonies. Yes, we need your testimonies. Do not forget, you can go to the website, briancarn.com. All of the prayer points are there. I also believe the prayers are there. If you want to put those prayers together and in your prayer time, Record them and listen to it. Do it. If you want to send me an email, you can send an email on the website, or you can send an email at my website. I mean, you can send an email to me, prophetbrianconn@yahoo.com, of your testimony, of your praise report. It is my understanding someone sent a testimony, said that ever since the prayer, they have lost their desire to drink. They no longer have an urge to drink. God has completely delivered them from alcoholism. That's the power of intercession. You better listen to me. I am challenging every person under the sound of my voice to sow your seed of $21.27. You are sowing it, hallelujah. Mandele Bekura Bashanda. You are sowing it at $ PBCJR. You can go to the website, briancarn.com. However you want to sow it, you can mail it, P.O. Box 11507. Hallelujah. Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. We are praying again in the morning. We are praying at 6 a.m. We are praying. We are knocking on heaven's door. Hey, halaba. Le mandele be korodolobo suna. Sinana manshata. Ramandele be ekorodolobo sita. Ile, ilele andala oshna. Bankala di ala fosnia. Sendele atule wiankele mea. Ila bahadala hadia. Zandala hatala mandia. There are 10 of you who are sowing $211.27. There's somebody maybe giving $100. Hallelujah. And $21.27. But sow your seed in faith. There's one person that's going to give $1,021.27. There's one person. There's one person who's given $1,027.21. $21.27. It's one of you. You're going to trust God. You're going to believe him. And watch what God is getting ready to overturn on your behalf. Hey, halabasha. Hey, there's a woman. There is a woman, there is somebody whose children was taken from you. Your children was taken. Your children was taken. Hear me very well. Your children was taken. I declare unto you that situation is overturning now. Halaba, yembele dia, lemendele beko kalabanda la zia. We had 1,000 people on this call. Continue to build. Continue to put, you got to get on here early. There are people calling and saying we couldn't get on the call because it locks at 1,000. Only 1,000 is supposed to be on here, but we've been getting 1,003, 1,005. That means we've been getting some overflow. You got to call and you got to be on time because I'm telling you by the spirit of grace, hey, that something is happening over these next 30 days. Your life will never be the same again. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You cannot be stopped. And this day, your situation is overturning in your favor. More grace. I see y'all in church tonight. 6 a.m. in the morning. Let's get there for prayer. Don't miss it. Set your alarm and let's pray. Hey, I'm excited. Oh, yeah. More grace.